I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Who is Alice Smith? No, she's not your neighbor from around the way. She is a new talent with a common name and an uncommon voice. Her debut album, For Lovers, Dreamers, and Me, was released a year ago on an indie label without much recognition. Not satisfied with the response, she re-released the album this October, and now she is getting some real attention, including from us. Critics everywhere are impressed by the singer, comparing her to everybody from Fiona Apple to Nina Simone. What do you think? Take a listen. She's here with us in NPR Studio 4A, along with guitarist Tom Lubbe. Alice Smith, welcome.
Thank you.
You want to start us off with a song?
Sure.
What are you going to play?
Gary's song.
Gary's song, okay.
Okay. When I walk down the street tonight, all the brothers, they just stop and sigh. They say, hey, baby, what you doing tonight? Why don't you get down in my car and ride? We can go to the movie show. We can do anything you want. Anything, but don't you pass me by. Maybe I'll stop, maybe it's worth a try. But if we start the motor rolling, will it stop or keep going? Till I don't know when I'm gonna stop. I said, ain't another lady quite like me. Why don't you try? Why don't you taste and see? We ain't gotta tell another soul. Maybe it's better if nobody knows. Like the boys in the undercover, we can be each other's secret lover. Keep the secret between you and I. Maybe I'll stop, maybe it's worth a try. But if we start the ball rolling, will it stop or keep going? Till I don't know when I'm gonna stop. I said, if we start the water rolling, will it stop or keep going? Till I don't know.
Okay, so a 4-octave range, and you would have to be, you know, tall and gorgeous too.
Right.
Damn it.
Right.
How?
Okay.
We'll try not to hold that against you. Okay. So. Who's Gary, by the way?
Gary is just a guy who wrote a track. He had given me this little tape. So he was kind of just the inspiration for the song.
Just guys just roll up and give you tapes, huh?
Yeah, he just gave me a tape.
I can understand why. You know, it seems inevitable when a new singer comes out there compared to others. You know, I mentioned a couple of names, and some other names have been thrown out, like Billie Holiday and Alicia Keys. How do you feel about those comparisons? Flattering? Okay? Feel boxed in?
No, I'm fine with it.
Who do you listen to?
Matt, now I'm listening to Feist still. I've been listening to a lot of Eartha Kitt, and I listen to a lot of I've listened to a lot of vocalists. I like people. I like voices.
Did you grow up wanting to be a singer? Mm-hmm. Was it just something to do?
No, I just always sang. I never really thought about it. I didn't think, oh, I want to be a singer, but no, that's not going to happen. It just never really crossed my mind that way.
What did you want to be growing up?
I wanted to be a pediatrician, and I wanted to be a princess. I did want to be a pediatrician for a long time, and a princess. And
well, you might be on your way to princess, but when did you realize you had that big range?
I guess I always had the same kind of range. It's got a little bit bigger, but I didn't realize what it was until I started going to class. Mm-hmm. And I started going to a coach in New York, and probably 3 or 4 years ago, maybe. But like the first year, I didn't really go. And the second year, I kind of was like, okay. And then I started to see what it really meant.
You're from D.C. You're from mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., but you also spent a lot of time, as I understand it, at your grandmother's farm in Augusta, mm-hmm. Georgia. And then, as you mentioned, you went to college mm-hmm. in New York. How do you think those experiences influence your music?
You know, I think Georgia gave me a lot of space and freedom.
I'll tell you one thought that occurred to me is the variety of experiences is sort of reflected in the range mm-hmm. of the music that you seem to do and that seems to kind of find its way into the music. Like, for example, the choices of songs in this album kind of covers a lot of territory. There's the sensual, like you wrote Love Endeavor, mm-hmm. and then you also put in some social commentary. I'm thinking about one of the songs I really like called Fake is the New Real, which I really like.
Yeah.
I also like Woodstock because it's funny, and sometimes there is not a lot of humor
right.
in music today for
I'm
some
not
reason.
Particularly mm-hmm. humorous. Those two songs are by a very funny woman, yeah. Imani Coppola.
Well, you know, it's nice. But I'm just wondering how you want listeners to experience the album. What do you think you want people to hear when they hear it?
I just want them to like it. I mean, you know, I just want them to hear something that they can connect to in an emotional way. You know, I'm an emotional person. I just would like to, you know, for us to all feel something. I just want, you know, feel something. That's really it. I don't want anybody to feel sad, but I mean, if that's what it makes them feel, that's cool too, you know.
You want to do something else for us?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? How about Dream?
Yeah, Dream.
Dream.
That'll be good. Great idea.
When I wake up in the morning time, I like to see you sleeping by my side. I think about the nights we had before. Wanna give you this and more, let you know I truly adore you. Being with you, loving you this way is so sweet. Way you kiss me and making my knees go weak. We could be forever happy through rain or whatever. Never gonna take the fantasy away from you. I need to be everything you see in your dreams. It seems to me you'll never find another lover good as I to give you all that you need. And I'll be there to love you each and every night and all through the I'll be there to love you each and every night and all through the
was Dream. And if you're just joining us, we're listening to an in-studio performance with singer Alice Smith. Her newly re-released album is called For Lovers, Dreamers, and Me. Alice, you kind of fresh in that song. Do I have to call your mama? Do I need to call her?
That is my little fresh girl song.
who are we talking about, Alice?
It's about a dream.
Oh, mm. Oh, okay. Well, you grown, so... You grown, but I don't know. I'm gonna call Mrs. Smith. Talk to her. You know, we were talking about the fact that you spent time in New York. You went to Fordham, and you were involved in something called the Black Rock Coalition. What was that about?
It's just a group of black musicians that essentially that play rock music.
You like it? You like rock?
Do I like rock music? Yeah.
Any genres you particularly
don't like?
Yeah, you don't like. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I was wondering, you know, because there are white singers out there like Joss Stone or Fiona Apple, and they have that soulful sound, what some people call a black sound, and people think that's just great. And I just wonder if it works the same way for an African-American woman singer, if she's interested in genres that aren't always associated with black music.
Is it the same?
Yeah, do you get the same love?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I probably get a few more questions about it than they would, but yeah, people love it. Mm-hmm. You know,
do you like rock? You like country?
I love country.
Really?
I love Willie Nelson.
You think that the boundaries are breaking because it just seems as though then people have kind of, you know, you've got to figure out where in the store your CD is going to be. It's got to be in R&B. It's got to be in soul or neo soul or you know, whatever. Do you feel there's room?
For everybody?
Yeah, for you. Well, you know, I don't mean artistically, I mean commercially, that you can kind of do your thing.
I hope so.
You find your audience.
I hope so. Somehow they being, I don't know, whoever's in charge of letting people hear music, it's kind of like they treat, my position has been always that they treat audiences like it's, you know, just groups of stupid people who can't decide what they like. You know, and I, it's really frustrating because you just should put it out there and then, you know, they'll like it or they won't like it. I don't see why, you know, Alice, you really, you know, I had this one guy tell me, you're going to want to decide what direction you want to go in because nobody's going to get it. Nobody's going to understand. What is the unifying thing in this album, this particular album? I was like, what do you want me to do? I think it's outrageous to think that people, anybody listens to only one thing.
We just signed with your first big label, with Epic Records. What's that been like? Do you feel like you made it?
It's been... It's been a very interesting situation. Do I feel like I've made it?
Yeah, I just wonder what it's like. Is it different?
No, or I feel like I'm at work. You know, it's a job. And I feel like that's unfortunate. Part of that is my own fault. You know, you have to do your thing the way you do it. But I think it's hard to sell music, you know, if you're not going to, like I was talking earlier about having an emotional response to it. If you're going to be working on trying to sell something, you got to get in it. You got to feel something for it. You know, you got to get it. You have to understand it. And there's a disconnect if you, you know, in terms of trying to understand something, if all you're thinking about is how much money you can make off of it. You know, like me saying that it feels like work is more, you know, dealing with trying to help people to understand that it's all right. It's, you know, we can just kind of get in it. Let's just have a good time. It doesn't have to be a big deal. We could just play the music. You could sell it. And we can all be happy.
Well, speaking of, how about give us one more song to go out on? Something, I don't know, something that shows what you can do. What are you going to do?
You like Know That I, don't you?
I do.
That's what I'm going to do.
Know That I. Okay. My own desire.
So I'm lost and accepted. Is it something my heart did? Every single day just to make you mine and to keep you mine. And I know we'll find love in the end. Love in the end. Love in the end. Love in the end. The end. In the end.
That was Alice Smith performing Know That I from her album For Lovers, Dreamers, and Me. She was accompanied by Tom Lupe. To learn more about the album, to see a video of her performance here at NPR, check out our website at npr.org/tellmemore. Alice Smith, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. That was fun.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow, and Happy New Year!